One Saturday evening, a gang of kids piled into a taxi heading off for a barbecue on the beach. Some of the girls decided to walk along the beach. Megan joined them, lagging slightly behind. She knew she ought to hurry to catch up, but the moist sand felt good under her feet. Water lapped at her toes. The tide was coming in. The violet light of dusk began to darken the sky. In the growing darkness, a van pulled alongside her, stopping with a squeal of brakes. Before she knew what was happening, two masked men leapt out of the car and began to chase her, grabbing her and finally throwing her to the ground. The gross attack that followed was brutal and unexplainable. Initially, Megan tried to fight off her attackers by clawing at their faces with her nails. Using a coil of rope to bind her hands, the men were free to proceed. First, a fist broke her upper jaw, leaving her unconscious. Then the hoodlums used a metal rod to crush Megan's skull, and finally, a knife blade penetrated her neck, piercing an artery. After the crude act was completed, her body was bundled into the back of a cab and discarded in a ditch in an isolated district far from the beach. Realizing that Megan had disappeared, her friends dialed an emergency number, notifying the authorities of the situation. Once Megan's body was discovered, a warrant was issued for the immediate arrest of the two wanted men. Megan's parents were notified by the embassy. They in turn retained legal counsel and an intense inquiry began into the case. Those officials with an intimate knowledge of the island felt that the mugging was a case of mistaken identification and a complete misunderstanding, a misguided outlet for mounting frustrations on the island.